Governor Cuomo says he'd like for budget agreements to come early enough so that all of the bills can be passed by the April 1st deadline. He says he does not want to use a message of necessity to pass bills faster if agreements come late, but he has not ruled out that possibility altogether.
I'm cautiously optimistic that we're going to get there on time, but it's a cooperative process.
The budget issue that's gained most attention is the governor's push to phase in raising the minimum wage to $15 an hour. Cuomo, who spoke at an Easter Sunday egg hunt at the governor's mansion, was asked about reports that there might be a lower than $15 minimum wage for upstate regions, perhaps as low as $12.50 or $13. Cuomo would not confirm that, but he says his plan already calls for a longer phase-in to $15 for regions outside New York City, and he concedes talks have focused on treating upstate differently than downstate.
Some states have three rates, some states have even more. So we anticipate a different rate to get to 15. And then obviously there's a variety of ways that you can get there.
Pro-minimum wage groups are holding a 24-hour vigil at the Capitol. Reverend Emily McNeil with the New York State Labor Religion Coalition says Governor Cuomo already is proposing a nearly six-year phase-in for the $15 rate upstate and 3 years for New York City. She says any longer would be unacceptable.
$12 or $13 over the next 6 years, which is the rumors that I've been hearing. They will not allow families to support themselves.
The minimum wage advocates weren't the only ones at the Capitol as the budget deal drew near. Proponents of the governor's goal to end AIDS in New York by 2020 also came to protest. They say the governor announced his plan in June 2014, nearly 2 years ago, but since then has not put in any significant money into the budget. They say this year Cuomo's placed between $10 and $15 million in the state spending plan. Reginald Brown with Vocal New York says at least $70 million is needed, $50 million to fund crucial housing programs for people living with HIV and AIDS. Using the mic check style of call and response made popular by Occupy groups, Brown says he and other activists say they will also stay night and day to pressure lawmakers to add the funds.
We will stay here, and we will stay here, and risk arrest,
and risk arrest,
civil disobedience,
civil disobedience,
to honor to 100,000 of those,
100,000 of those
that we have lost,
that we have lost,
and we're going to say,
and we're going to say,
it's going to stop now.
They say they'll spend their time reading the names of New Yorkers who have died of AIDS. While the groups, as well as reporters and lobbyists, waited to hear news of a final deal on the budget, government reform groups condemned the decision-making process as being more secretive than ever. Barbara Bartoletti with the League of Women Voters says even the closed-door three-men-in-a-room leaders' meetings, criticized for their secrecy, are no longer even announced.
We have a culture of corruption here in Albany. We can now say that there is absolutely no openness to this budget, no open leaders' meetings where actually reporters could ask and then transfer that information to the taxpayers around the state.
Bartoletti and the other government reform groups say they're also disappointed that the budget will not include any ethics reform, despite the conviction of the two former legislative leaders on multiple corruption charges. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.